service, our immersion service with City of M135. M135. Brother Dan will lead us in our service.
See thy face, and hear thy well done, good faithful servant. For all the blessings and favors that thou hast bestowed upon us, we ask it in through the name of our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, we'll continue our service by receiving the first verse of hymn number 134. And we'll continue singing in our prayer.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I baptize me in the symbol of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Second. Not for an hour, because I've got a lot to thank you for. This is your meeting. We have a good grant to conduct the testimony meeting. We know that in the audience that there are those that were here last year at this time that symbolize their concentration. What's been the growth pattern for all of us? Not only is it newly consecrated last year, what has the growth pattern been for us? How has the Lord blessed us? It's an opportunity to encourage one another and build one another up in this most holy faith. To strengthen them as they walk, the new ones as they walk in this narrow way anew. And so we'll ask Brother David to conduct the testimony meetings and ask you to give your experiences as to how the Lord has blessed you.
It's been marvelous unto me. This past year has been a delightful year because it's been a suffering year. It's been a year that has been filled with mental images of death and suffering and that hideous word, cancer. But don't you know, the Lord has been delightful. He's taken me into a place of a wilderness condition, but he hasn't left me there alone. He just come there and talk to my heart at night when I lay on the bed. You know how you find you can't sleep and you just find that you're there, but there's a time for me to look into to God's Word and delight into the marvelous way that Brother Russell had revealed his like to me that is so ignorant. My life has been one of ignorance and it's been one that was lacking in opportunities. But God just manifests himself to me and opened up his way. And Brother Russell has just opened up the Word of God in such a marvelous way. And it's just filled my soul. So I just had to get up here and witness to his goodness and let you know that God is good. And, oh, I pray that he will give me grace to stand up before him and be a child that he will be proud of. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. It's great that the Lord has given you a father's son. We love you and others. This is your father.
Another John
they want to be guided in our midst. It seems as though when one member is up, we all suffer. And that is where it is with us. The next coming for us in our midst. We are happy to see in the midst here some of our old members. Brother and sister, everyone. We haven't seen them for some time, and they were with Freedom Class for quite a while, and it's great to see them and have the privilege of fellowshipping a little bit, and we hope to have a little more. We are grateful to our Heavenly Father for all his benefits towards us, many experiences that we had back in almost the past year. We have lost three of our elders, and we were concerned. Brother Simply left us, went south. Brother and Sister Duran went south. And Brother Lewis, Sister says, went north. So left us with just two, and I was a cripple. So, Lord sent us some help. The chapter has been very helpful to us. We are very thankful to the Heavenly Father for him. And we have good news that we're going to have some more help coming into our midst, and we're looking forward to that. And we pray that the Lord will bless us in our endeavors to proclaim the truth and to glorify his holy name. There have been experiences in my life, many of them that weren't so good. Some of them that we enjoyed. And we can thank the Lord for all of them because we know that they are all for good and noble, the love of the Lord, the call according to his purpose. There is a reason for them, and we accept them in that fashion. But we can't do it ourselves. We look to the Lord for his help. And as the Apostle Peter says, as the Apostle Peter, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth nothing. And so I ask any Christian in your prayers on my behalf and all of them for you. Thank you.
standard of care for breast cancer patients.
But David, your brother, and Brother Daniel Larson, from Brunswick, New Jersey, which are presently, but we hope to move into the Cleveland area this summer. And so I'm the one that in my family that Brother Vasilius is talking about. And we're looking forward to it. And the brethren that we've met today, become so dear to us already, we just barely scratch the surface. And we just hope that we can live up to their expectations. And before I forget, to bring the lovely meetings of Brother Bob and Sister Becky Gray, they wanted their special love to all the brethren that they know out here. And also, I want to bring the love of my parents, Brother and Sister Larson from Chicago. They found out that I was coming to Columbus. They wish their love brought the brethren here. And so I would ask an interest in your prayers that we might seek to do the Lord's will, and that we might seek to wash his hands and his leavings, and to always walk in his way. I pray for all of you that you may also renew your consecrations today and rededicate you by the privilege of the
Lord. We have the privilege of sort of being with on the activities of the Lord is directing the Washington City community. It's very beautiful to see the way that it didn't happen there. I'm sure they appreciate it from the prayers as many of you as long as so. But since the Lord made it clear, it is not even the Lord's self. We like the news.
Alexander, Sister Lori Alexander, Dear brethren, I'm truly glad to be here. This is a joyful occasion, as it was last year about this same time. And I was thinking of mentioning Brother and Sister Fry, whom I please should have been verse. This is mentioning how the Lord moves in order to for people to get a witness at the proper time. It seems like Brother and Sister Fry had never fired. It was burned out of their apartment for Brother Glenn Pryor to have an opening to talk to him on perhaps a little more intimate basis than he might have thought about. And in time, we welcome him into our pleasure as Brother and Sister in Christ. And Sister Elmira Rice has been, well, I've had her fellowship for many years at David Cleveland. Her mother was in the truth, and she made a consecration years ago, but she didn't see the need of taking the second step of immersion because she had been baptized in the church for a while, and perhaps thought that sufficed, but she now has a privilege. And so I'm very grateful that she has followed the second step in obedience to Christ. And I'm impressed with how the Lord places the members of the body to cleanse the sin. And I think that's very important when you start there, because we need certain, the friction, so to speak, or whatever influences others have on us, on this side of the world, perhaps not the other side, because we need involvement there. And it seems that the Lord can't find somebody already consecrated to bring in to exercise some already in. He brings others in to do it. And I think a good example of how you had to strengthen the faith on him was in turning to the Gentiles, to the heart of Rahab and Ruth, in order to strengthen the faith on him. So, I'm very impressed with the way the Lord moves. And I'm taking more time, but I do rejoice in this day among our new brethren. I'm asking to see your prayers, and I want to assure them of my special prayers for them.
Thank you. Maybe you can see a bad part of the issue. I don't want to put that in an improper way. But we're glad that the heart condition is changing. And we rejoice with, and we especially rejoice with Sister Esther, because now she not only has the fellowship of a husband, but as a brother in Christ, and we're really happy. And I can probably testify a little bit about each, almost everybody here, but it's not all of you I know. Sister Gabriel and Sister Rice really well. But the other brethren, over the years, we've heard and rejoiced with Brother Glenn, Sister Rochelle. We've also rejoiced with the chaplains and members who they rejoiced. A little bit we've heard about their conflicts. I might mention also the fact that I remember went across my way here a month or so ago about Sister Laura. And I mentioned Sister Laura, so it's all right for me to say it again. Someone told me that her particular course in life was not particularly interested in the truth. That she was not inclined that way, that she was changing her mind. What a joy it is to be proven wrong. What a joy when I heard just today that she was in life of consecration. That is the way that she wants to walk in. I rejoice in that. And I also rejoice in the consecration that I made some time ago by Brother Todd, Sister Marilyn Henderson. I rejoice in that because I've seen growth there. I've walked into their presence, into their home, and been with them as they were studying out the scriptures, and rejoiced as I drove away from there that they were really, really deeply interested in knowing and loving and being a part of God's plan. So, I'm a little bit emotional as I consider the fire and all the experiences that these brethren have had and have seen their growth in the truth. Mentioned in the beginning of this testimony meeting, what is our growth pattern now? I don't think mine has been as good as it should have been, but I do rejoice in the privileges that I've had here in Columbus, the privileges of worshiping the Father, learning of Him, the help that the brethren have given me, the times that they've stepped on me when I really needed it, the time that they've had me in the back and encouraging me. I really appreciate all those things, especially the times that they've prayed for. I ask an interest in your breath and your prayers that you might continue to pray for myself and our family, and also to remember these dear brethren as they begin their